I guess I can at least say hello to everyone. Certainly a privilege and a pleasure to be here with so many fine people called by God and dedicated to His way of life. I even appreciate Mr. Ost. That was a long time ago that we met in Oakland, California, 1962, somewhere along in there. I guess chronologically I'm a few years older than he is, but since I run so much, I probably am a little bit younger. In the late 1960s, there was a movement among young people toward religion. During the summer of 1968 or 1969, a Youth for Christ crusade was held in the Dallas, Texas area. Delegates came from all over the United States. There was a great deal of enthusiasm and missionary zeal exhibited by these young people. During their free time, many would go out to witness for Jesus. On one such occasion, a college professor who had finished his last class at a nearby college went out to the bicycle rack. He bent over to unlock his bicycle, and at that moment, someone tapped him on the shoulder. The college professor looked up and saw a young man who asked in a loud voice, "Have you found the Lord?" The professor was startled, but in an equally loud voice replied, "What? Have you people lost him again?" Humorous, but not as far-fetched as you might think. Some who were with us last year during the Feast of Tabernacles have lost him. Some of us, if we aren't careful, could conceivably lose him in the year to come. As we continue through this Feast of Tabernacles, I want you to remember why we are here. To learn to fear the Lord our God always. You probably heard that phrase a number of times prior to the feast. There was a very fine article written for the Good News, including that very important point. But it's such an important point that I want to re-emphasize it now. God has given us this Feast of Tabernacles so we can learn of Him. His character, His standards, His personality, and His purpose. If we are here for this purpose, to learn to fear God, and if we follow through, this can be the best feast ever for all of us. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Apostle Paul reminds us that the Christian calling entails a great deal of responsibility for the individual Christian. Philippians 2, verse 12, the last part of the verse, Paul stated, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Paul understood the responsibility that he had, and he was trying to impress on the minds of those he was working with that same responsibility. We must work, and we must exhibit a proper fear of God. Despite what many who are turning away from God's church would lead you to believe, that Christ did everything and there's absolutely nothing left for us to do except simply believe and do whatever we want to do from that point on. Paul said we must work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling. We are being given an opportunity during this feast to do exactly that. God is giving us an opportunity to hear His Word expounded and to have Christian fellowship, to be a light to those around us. These services are a major responsibility in the process of working out our salvation. We're going to have 8 days, 7 more following today, so we have 9 more services following today. Now I hope all of you have already determined that you're going to be here for each service, because that's a major part of your responsibility in the opportunity that God has given us to be here. So make it a point to be at each service, and make it a point to be early enough so you can be settled in your seats by the time services start. In addition to that, make sure you get a good night's rest prior to the services, so you can be awake and alert to gain the greatest possible benefit from that which God is going to provide through His servants. Take care of your health. It's very easy to overindulge. God wants us to be temperate in all things, to set an example of moderation for those around us. Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of your basic needs will be provided. If your goal is to learn to fear God, the services will be the focal point of this feast. And maintaining your health so you can be awake and alert will be very, very important. If you're rooming with someone else, remember to be considerate of their needs. Let them get to bed on time. Make sure that you do everything you can to honor God when you come to services. God is now watching you and I, judging our conduct and our attitudes. Let's be sure that we are here for the right reasons. If we are, God offers many promises. In Psalms 149, verses 18 and 19, or Psalms 145, verses 18 and 19, David said, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them." Multiple millions of people today are watching the American League playoffs, or their favorite football team, or maybe they're out fishing or hunting or pursuing their pleasure in some other way. But you and I have been given the opportunity to meet where God has placed His name, so we might learn the most important lesson that any human being can learn: to fear, to love, to honor the great God who has created all that we see and given us the hope of someday sharing with Him throughout all eternity and making life worth living, not only for ourselves, but for all of those who follow. Isaiah said that we are to seek God while He may be found, to call upon Him while He is near. And again in verse 18 we read, "The Lord is nigh unto all them who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth." You can find God during this Feast of Tabernacles. You can find Him in prayer. You can find Him as you study His Word. You can find Him here at services. If you're not here during services, you're certainly not going to find Him wherever else you may be. God wants you to find Him. He wants you to know Him better and better. And God is giving us this opportunity today and throughout the remainder of this feast to come to know Him as only a few in past ages have. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Daniel, the apostles. That's pretty good company to be in. And if we truly learn to fear Him now, we can be in that same company in just a few years when Jesus Christ returns and the saints are resurrected to meet Him in the air. If we don't find Him, we won't have anybody to blame but ourselves, because we are being given an opportunity. Don't get caught up in the physical aspects of this feast. Enjoy the feast, rejoice, but make sure you have your priorities correct. In chapter 147, verse 11, the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. Make it your goal to learn to fear God. If you seek Him with all of your heart and your mind and your soul, no one will ever have to exclaim, "What? Have you lost Him again?"